On this edition of Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gartner. We're going to be talking about a great festival coming up, and that's the Apple Umpkin Festival. And I'm happy to have on the program with me to talk a little bit more about it. I have Rhonda Nowak, who is the City of Tecumseh Marketing and Events Coordinator. Rhonda, welcome back.
Good. Hey, thanks, Dale. I'm glad to be back.
Well, this is going to be another great year for the Apple Umpkin Festival. I think a lot of people are looking forward to this one.
They absolutely are. We've had great response so far. Our numbers as far as vendors and food vendors, crafters, artisans, all of those numbers are way up from years past. So that's exciting news.
Yeah.
We've closed off more streets in town to make room for more people and more vendors. So that's exciting. So the festival is still getting bigger, which is amazing after 27 years. This is our 27th annual festival.
It's hard to believe it's been that long. I remember it when it first got started.
Absolutely,
no?
Yeah. So it has grown by leaps and bounds, and we're just thrilled to death that people still enjoy it and look forward to it.
Let's remind our listeners, before we go any further, when the festival actually is going to be happening.
Absolutely. The festival is the 9th and 10th of October, so it's Saturday and Sunday coming up here in just a few days.
Yeah.
So I really hope you will, you know, make time and come out, because it is a great festival, that's for sure.
What are the hours for Saturday and Sunday then, Rhonda?
Saturday is 10 to 6, and Friday is 10 to 5.
Okay.
So there's lots of time for people to be there and come have fun with us.
Absolutely. You know, and there are so many neat things that are going to be happening. Tell us about a few of the things for those who may have never gone to the Apple Umpkin Festival. It's like, okay, come on, this has got to be the year for you.
Oh, yeah, you've got to come if you've never been. Well, like I said earlier, we have a lot of craft vendors and artisans who will be displaying their wares for people. We have food vendors, so if you're fond of fair food, we have that in abundance. So there'll be all kinds of different kinds of food, as well as our local restaurants will all be open serving their specialties. So that's a good thing. All the stores downtown are open, so there'll be shopping galore for that. We have a lot of what we call our general vendors, which are local businesses that will also have booths at the festival. So if there's somebody you haven't seen before that maybe you want questions answered about, they'll be at that festival to help, you know, answer your questions and show you some new products that they have. We have a carnival, of course, with all the carnival rides and games for people to enjoy. We have children's make it, take it crafts. So kids can come and make something and take it home with them as a memento from the festival.
You know, for all the years, I mean, every time that you've had that, that has been such a popular thing for the Apple Umpkin Festival.
It absolutely has. We have, because this is a family event,
yes.
So people bring their kids. So there's something for the kids to do, too. We try to pride ourselves on the fact we do something to cover the entire family. So whether you have children or you don't have children, there is something at this festival for you. We even have antique tractors show going on. Antiques dealers will be on display there. We have live entertainment. We actually have 5 stages of live entertainment, which is amazing. A lot of the talent is local talent. So it's just a wide range of things for people to do through the whole festival.
And I can't imagine getting bored, because there's so many things going on and so many things to see, Rhonda, that you know, being 2 days, you may want to take part of one day and then come back the second day to see the rest.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I do want to emphasize that we have made provisions for parking. We have handicap parking at the old National Bank, which is right downtown, so people can park there for the handicap parking. We also have utilized the high school parking lot, and we have free shuttles for people to take from the high school parking lot downtown. And then we also are in conjunction with Kaepnick's Apple Festival.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So they can take a shuttle from downtown out to Kaepnick's and back. So you can park your car and go to both festivals and not have to move your car at all, which is amazing.
It is. And that has been such a wonderful thing that has happened over the several years that the festival has been in existence. And I know a lot of people do utilize that shuttle bus.
Absolutely. Yeah. They do. Yes. Yeah. So it's just, there's just so much for people to do and see and have fun with that. I really hope people will come out and join us for that weekend. And hopefully we'll have great weather just like it is today, so that, you know, people can enjoy it.
Absolutely, and I'm sure we will, but even though if it happens to be a little bit, you know, kind of a misty type thing, it's fall.
It's fall, and it's okay.
Okay.
And if it's a little chilly, that's okay, too. Put on a jacket. But just come out and enjoy the festival. Let's have some fun.
Now, you mentioned about the fact, Rhonda, that because of the popularity of the festival, that you had to expand a little bit more with the festival itself. Can you tell us where that expansion occurred?
Absolutely. Evans Street is one of our main ones. We've now, we'll be closing off Evans Street to the north. So from Chicago Boulevard north to our Farmers Market, there's two blocks there. That will be closed off now and be filled with vendors. So that's an expansion. Also, there's an expansion on Shawnee Street and on Logan Street. We've got two more blocks there that will be closed off just for vendors because we have so many.
That is wonderful.
It is absolutely wonderful. We are so excited that people have responded the way that they have.
Yeah. Well, they know it's a popular festival, and it's a great way to be getting the word out to what you're doing and get a lot of people, a lot of FaceTime, as they say.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, yes. Actually, will be a lot of people, and that makes it all the fun. I mean, it's amazing what happens in the community with all those people. It's just great to see all those people out and about.
Now, there will be the antique portion of the festival, too?
Yes, yes. There will be antique booths there also. So, like I say, it covers everybody from, you know, grandma and grandpa all the way down to the little toddlers.
Sure.
So, I even was putting together today the little putt-putt golf. Because we'll have putt-putt golf and a corn box for the kids to play in.
Nice.
So it's fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just so many things to be able to see and do. And I like that you mentioned regarding the entertainment that it's all local talent, too. So you're going to be able to hear and see some of the people that you might have been hearing about and not had a chance to go and see.
Right.
And to be able to enjoy some of their music right there in person.
Absolutely. And I have put that on our website just so that if people are interested in who's playing where, because it is a wide genre of music. So if you go to our downtowndecumseh.com website, there is an Apalumpkin page there that you can look at, and it has a link to what all the entertainment is. So people can look there and see what times different people are playing, and that's a lot of fun too.
Absolutely. So I would take it that because of the fact that normally the farmers market is held on a Saturday, that it'll be held that weekend as well?
It absolutely will be open. Yes, it will be open for the Apalumpkin Festival. So that will be fun. It'll be like the end of the block, you'll be at the farmers market. So there's lots there still.
Cool. I mean, just so much.
There is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always feel like I'm forgetting something because there are so many different things. It's hard to get it all, you know, to cover every single item. But I think we're doing it. We do have helicopter rides and monster trucks, too. I almost forgot that.
Yeah, I was going to mention, if you're going to have that this year.
Yes, we are. So those will be back again this year. The helicopter rides and monster truck rides were a huge hit last year, or I should say in 19, because we didn't get to have it last year.
Right.
But in 19, so we've brought them back, and they're excited to be there again.
So where were the helicopter rides be at then, Rhonda?
They are at the ball field there at the middle school.
Okay.
It's right at the edge of the festival right there, kind of at the corner of the Ottawa Street and Evans Street. There's a ball diamond there, and that's where the helicopter is.
And what about the monster truck rides?
Monster trucks will be in the main parking lot behind Martin's Home Center, if people know where that is.
Sure.
It's right behind Martin's Home Center is where the monster truck is.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I'm so excited, and we're just talking about it here.
I know. There's all kinds of planning going on and lots of bees in the background making this all happen. So
yeah, that's for sure. Well, and that's the thing, too. I mean, kudos to the volunteers and all the people downtown that are making this happen, because without that cooperation and collaboration, this festival wouldn't happen.
Right. It takes a lot of people. We have wonderful sponsors of the event. So many, I can't even name them all. It's a wonderful thing. So I really appreciate all of our sponsors that have stepped forward and our volunteers, because without it, this wouldn't be possible.
That's right. So once again, it's the 27th annual.
Yes.
Tecumseh's Apalumpkin Festival, in conjunction with Captain Gorcher's Apple Festival.
Correct.
And that's going to be what days and time again?
It's the 9th and 10th, and I do need to correct the time. I was incorrect before. I said 10 on Saturday, but it's actually 9 on Saturday. So Saturday the 9th from 9 to 6, and Sunday the 10th from 10 to 5.
Okay. And again, let's talk about the parking.
Parking, we have parking at the high school where they can take a shuttle bus downtown. They can park in any of the main lots downtown in the public parking lots. We have handicap parking at Old National Bank. And any of the side streets in town you can park on. So they'll be parking all over the place.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, the thing is knowing that it's a festival, you know, if you're going to be parking, especially on some of the side streets, you know, just be knowing that there's going to be a lot of people there.
There are.
But you may want to go and take advantage of the shuttle service.
Absolutely. And I will say that ProMedica has given us authorization to park in their parking lot at the old Herrick Hospital. If people want to park there and walk a couple blocks down to the festival, they can do that. The shuttle does not stop there, but it is an easy walk to the downtown from that location. So that's another spot for people to park.
Great idea.
Yeah.
And thanks to ProMedica for allowing
yes,
that. That's
yes.
awesome.
Yep. Yeah. So that's a great thing, too.
Another again, once again, collaboration going on, Rhonda.
That's what it takes.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what it takes.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is that the only charge to the festival is what you purchase there, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. The festival itself is free. So there are lots of events like the Make It, Take It Crafts is totally free. So people can come do those. You can walk around the festival all you want. The only money you have to spend is what you decide to spend.
That's right. And hopefully, you know, you're going to be able to find a lot of things because I know you will with so many things that are offered at the Alpalumpkin Festival.
Oh, we have a ton of different crafters. I mean, all kinds of artisans that are going to be there. So I just think there's something for everybody.
And a lot of times, one-of-a-kind items that you'll find.
Absolutely one-of-a-kind, yeah. which is great. I mean, it people need to think ahead, too, because, you know, the holidays are coming right up here real quick.
That's right.
So maybe you can even do some of your holiday shopping at the festival. How neat would that be?
Hey, you know, if you can get some of that done, excellent.
Yes.
Let's do
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Supporting yeah. the local people.
That's right. And that's, again, coming back of, you know, we always say, you know, shop local, shop local, shop local. This is also supporting the local vendors that will be there as well. So, I mean, that's another way of, you know, keeping the vendors and also the arts and crafts people, you know, able to do what they're doing. And you're supporting yep. a lot of people that are here in Lenawee County.
Absolutely. So it's a good event for everybody.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah. Rhonda, I'm looking forward to a wonderful weekend on October 9th and 10th. That's coming up this weekend as this airs.
Yep.
And again, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 10 to 5. It's going to be a great, great thing. And also don't forget about the Cabinet Orchards Apple Festival going on there too.
Absolutely.
Because they'll have a lot of things going on there.
They have
well.
Crafters as well and artisans. Yeah. So it'll be great for everybody.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for being on the program once again, Ron. I always look forward to having you on.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad to come and talk to you. It's always a pleasure.
Rhonda Nowak, who is the City of Tecumseh Marketing and Events Coordinator, talking about Tecumseh's 27th Annual Apple Umpkin Festival here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.